it's Travis here from Everything and Nothing. How y'all doing? I'm coming at y'all with a PM check-in. A little something new. So, how was your week? That's my check-in. How was your week? Now, before you answer to yourself, because I can't hear you, really think about it. And if you come up with an answer that's not good, then guess what? That's all right. Everybody don't gotta have a good week. Sometimes it's shitty. It ain't always good. And that's okay. Embrace it and hope for the best. And, you know, maybe your luck will turn around. And your Monday will be way better than your Friday. Or your Tuesday will be way better than your Thursday before. And so on and so forth, you know? But really answer that, you know, question, though. Was it really a good week? And if not, what can you do to make it a better week? That's what we got to ask ourselves. What can we do to make a better week for ourselves if we have a shitty week? Well, speaking of weeks, I voted today. Well, I voted in our neighborhood district. We had to vote for our state representative in our district, and I did that, and I felt good about it, because, you know, usually I don't do that, but like I said before on here, how local elections play a huge part in, like, making things different and trying to change things, we have to really participate in those elections, and so this was me trying to put my money where my mouth was, or is, so to speak, and show up, even if it's not something that's, I guess, very prevalent, because when I was there, not too many people were there, and so I felt like, dang, this is what people should be turning out for, you know? I mean, well, when it's a special election, you can't expect too many people, because there's only certain areas that are voting, so you can't expect, I don't know why, you can't expect everybody to come out and show up for that unless they live in that district. But at the same time, I feel like maybe more people could have came from those districts. I don't know. I kind of did it like a couple hours before it was like over, so maybe a lot of people came earlier before I did. Yeah, I mean, it was still daylight outside, but I digress. Maybe people came earlier. You know, you had all day to do it. But I just want us to really, really pay attention. Like, I've been trying this year to get more into politics and stuff. Because whether I want to, whether I like them, I don't want to be around here looking stupid and being dumb and you know, uninformed. And not knowing what's going on when things are changing around me in my community, in larger communities, in my city, in my county, in the country. I don't want to be like, I'm getting a little older to where I have to know more. And as much as it grinds my gears and annoys me to have to pay attention to all the hustle and bustle of what's going on in the news concerning politics, I think it's very smart and for all of us, no matter what country we live in, to be informed on what's going on around us, because you don't want things to change and you not know they're changing, or to be affected by those changes and not know that they were coming, or not know what to do to try to fight those changes if they aren't in your best interest or in your community's best interest, you know? You want to be able to know and stop something if it's not a good look, you know, or at least know about it enough to say something and have a voice. So it's best to just start learning about things that are politically centered and politically important. So that's what I call myself trying to do this year. And so with that being said, this vote today was a step in that direction. And hopefully whatever other, you know, local votes or whatever we got to do, I'll participate. And I will implore you to do the same. Even if you don't participate in the vote, at least know what's going on. You know, you don't want to be a dummy walking around like, I don't know, I don't care. You know what? You might not care. But you not caring don't mean you shouldn't know. You should at least be in the know. Because who knows? You could be one step ahead of other people who are trying to ruin some shit for you and pull the wool over your eyes. And if you're informed, that won't happen. So think about it. So this was going to go out on Sunday, and I don't think so anymore. I think I'm going to just do it a couple days before the next Sunday. So it might be a Friday when you hear this. Yeah, Friday it is. What else did I want to talk about? Real quick. I'm doing a little flight by the seat of my pants. Like I said, this is a little check-in. Oh, let's do an update on Letterboxd. So, I'm watched. I have watched some movies that I haven't seen before. Like, I recently just watched Escape from New York with Kurt Russell. I recently just watched a movie called War Games with Matthew Broderick, which is pretty good. Classic. I'm trying to watch a lot of 80s movies I haven't seen before. And last but not least, I finally saw Parasite. Whoa. I couldn't get my hands on it to watch it when it, you know, was out and stuff. And I never went to the theater to see it, and I never made it there. And I couldn't really rent it at the time. It was still brand new. And I was like, well, I'm not paying for that much. I can go to the movie and see it. But I never went to the movie and saw it. So, 5 years later, here we are. I'm finally was able to watch Parasite. And man, that is incredible. That movie was incredible. There's so much to unpack that I'm not even going to go into all the details. But it was just so good. And so well shot. And, yeah. I mean, oh man. Just the way that ending, like that last act, was just crazy. Yeah. So, watch Parasite if you haven't watched Parasite. I mean, I would say who hasn't seen Parasite. But hell, I hadn't seen it, so maybe it's somebody out there who hasn't seen it as well. So, if you get a chance to watch it, I would recommend it. Yeah, man. Yeah, go see Parasite. I mean, go see. Well, it's on streaming, so watch it. And that is my update on Letterboxd. I'm trying to think, what else should I watch? Give me a classic movie to watch. You know, I haven't seen The Godfather. Yeah, I haven't seen The Godfather, so maybe I should continue. I started watching it, but maybe I should finish watching it. And you know what, also, I haven't, what else was there? Damn, it was another movie I was thinking of that I haven't watched yet. Oh, I thought I hadn't seen Psycho, but I guess I had. Like, there are so many movies that I'm not sure if I'd seen them or not, because it had been so long. So, I guess I had Psycho marked off on my Letterboxd account as seen or watched, and I forgot that I did that, because I'm like telling people I never seen Psycho, and then I'm looking back and I'm like, or trying to think back, like, why do I have it on here as watched? And I guess I had seen it. So maybe I was just better off going with my first mind. But I don't remember watching it. I do remember some scenes, but that doesn't, to me, mean you watched it. It just means you saw clips of it. So I'm like going around in my head, like, have I seen Psycho? I guess I have. I remember enough of it to say I've seen it, because there are scenes that are too close together that I can't just say, oh, I've seen a clip of this. No, that there are so many scenes that are in succession that are like impossible to say that are just clips I've seen. So I guess I have, but that happens with a lot of movies nowadays. I don't remember if I've seen them or not because there's been so many of them I've seen. Like, I don't even remember if I ever seen E.T. For the longest time, I said I hadn't seen E.T. But now I don't know if I have or not. Maybe we watched it as kids, and I have to ask my siblings if we have, but I don't remember watching E.T. as a kid. But maybe we have, because now I feel like we have. You know how you have a feeling of seeing a movie, but you don't remember seeing the movie, but you feel like you have? It's a weird feeling. It's like, oh, I've seen this. Like, it feels so familiar. But then you have to ask yourself, is it familiar because you've known about it all your life and you've seen clips and everybody's talked about how much a classic it is and so you feel like you've seen it? Or have you actually just seen it and you just forgot and it's like vague in your memory? I don't know. So until then, as far as I know, until I can get confirmation from somebody else who was there, I haven't seen E.T. And I will hold that stance on other classic films that I think I've seen, but not sure I've seen.